shining a light on the women creating impact, leading organizations and mission-focused strategic programs across the federal technology and consulting community. This is Impact. I'm being joined today by Laura Garrison, the Chief Technology Officer at Locator X. Laura, thank you for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yes. So let's start with, is there an experience or an event that you believe helped steer you down your current path?
Yes. So I think learning to code really early in middle school really helped me steer down my current path in technology. I ended up making websites for my club swimming and water ski teams. And I really just kind of got that passion for figuring out technology, making it work, make it lend itself to eventually me making different applications on iOS and et cetera in the different ecosystems I've been in. I always wanted to be a healthcare professional. So it was my father finally saying, you know, I think you should go for computers. You're really good at this. So I pivoted and I decided to declare and study computer science.
That's awesome. Wow, you started very young with coding. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes, I always tell, I have four kids, littles myself, and I tell them the earlier the better. Math is the way to go.
Yes. So do you have a leader or a mentor that you felt helped lead you along the way?
I would say my previous leader, he spent a lot of time listening to his teams and his peers. He would listen to what they were saying, but more importantly, he would listen to what was not being said. I really, really admire the way he could assess and support his teams with minimal detection and intervention. And I feel now like through that experience, I've learned a leader doesn't always have to be the most vocal in a room.
That's so, so true. So what's something important that you think leaders should keep in mind as they're guiding teams and driving organizations forward?
Data-driven decision-making, I think, is so important. We get, you know, at least I personally sometimes really get into the emotions and really stepping. It's good to have and great to have emotions, but taking a step back and deciding what's the data before you, what's everything you have before you make a decision. And then I always tell people, you know, indecision is also a decision, but taking all that data that you have and making the best informed decision at that time that you have. And sometimes it's not the right one, right? And then you'll pivot. And I think timely decision-making is very, very important.
That's amazing. So is there one thing that comes to mind over the next 5 years that you would say has made a significant impact on the future direction of health IT?
Yeah, in the next 5 years, really, I think it's data, data, data. I mean, taking all those learnings, everything that's been put together in health IT, and really asking yourself, what is this data telling us? Is this what we were expecting? Do we need to collect? Is there a gap? Is there something else that we need to collect? And then always validating, checking the validity of the data that you have. As AI becomes more prominent, everyone's really excited about that. You need great, clean data to enable your AI strategy.
So do you think AI is going to affect the whether data is going to be factual or not? Because it's sucking from everywhere. So do you think that's going to mess some things up?
No, I think data is the baseline. If you're thinking like a pyramid, mm-hmm. you need solid data in order to inform the insights, the intelligent insights you gain through AI. I think there's going to be a partnership between whatever the models are doing and the data that you have, but I don't think AI will change core data. I think what you'll find is we'll have to go find the gaps and go find data we don't already have to feed AI.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Thank you for listening. Please be sure to check out our other podcasts, Keeping IT Brief and Afternoon Tea, available on your podcast provider.